True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you watch this segment on video, you will notice I am under witness protection. I cannot be seen. My identity is shielded.
Don't hide. We saw what happened.
No, you didn't hear it from me. You have no idea who you're talking to right now. I'm just a faceless host on a radio program discussing some football from opening weekend. You don't know who I am. Again, when you look at our YouTube page, like, I'm unrecognizable. Maybe I'm the guy who said the Dolphins have what it takes and everyone's underestimating them. Maybe I'm not that guy. You don't know. You have no idea right now. I'm just a radio host doing a radio program.
Stand on business. You got to stand on business.
Stand on business who?
I'm not speaking to Hawkman.
No, just call me Mr. Host. I'm Mr. Host. I can tell you one thing. We learned something yesterday. That Colts team is good.
Storm Duck likes to hang around behind the receivers, it seems.
Man, well, Storm Duck likes to hang out in the training room because I honestly, I don't even know where to begin. I literally do not know where to begin.
25 points? That's like, you don't lose by, we talked about it. We talked about it last week. There's blowouts in college. There's not 25-point wins in the NFL.
And really, it was a shutout. I mean, Devon Achan did, like, Devon Achan, in my opinion, saved more conversation about Mike McDaniel and Tua by single-handedly saying, I'm not leaving this field until that ball crosses the goal line. I refuse. It was like Greg Camarillo running down the sideline. Devon Achan said, we are not going out this way. That was the moral victory. Devon Achan. And then the two-point conversion from Solana's guy, Julian Hill. I mean, that's the moment you've been waiting for, Solana.
Hey, Crowder, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're down 33-0, probably the worst game you've had as a head coach in 4 years. And it's 4th-and-11 in the fourth quarter. And you throw a pass behind the line of scrimmage from the 11-yard line. Like, hey, credit to Devon Achan for getting in. I mean, that dude literally bulldozed everybody. And there was a block in front of him. I don't know who set the block. Great block. But that's the play. 4th-and-11. And you throw the ball behind you to the 13-yard line on a screen pass and force your running back to just go get you a touchdown. Like, how is that the play? How?
They had nothing left, nothing else. That's why I was looking at, I was doing the math. If Devon Achan's not on the field, they have 139 yards of total offense, zero touchdowns. They had 211, which that's embarrassing to have 211 total yards of offense. He had 72. Do the math. 139 yards of offense in an NFL game if Devon Achane's not out there. The 211 is embarrassing. 211 yards of total offense, 43 in the first half. We were not prepared. What does Tony Kornheiser and him do? The little blank line? Unprepared to play an NFL game yesterday.
They have 41 total yards of offense in the first half. 41. They did not pass half field. They did not in the first half of football for the Miami Dolphins. And I know Tua throws the interception and then he has the bad fumble. But the Dolphins, first half of football, so much for our scripted drive. That's always a touchdown, Hawk, by the way.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. I was going to cash in big on that one.
The Dolphins did not pass half field. How?
You know, I was watching the game yesterday. Andrew Catalan said something amazing when they came back for the second half. The Dolphins had 41 yards of total offense. The Colts ran 41 plays in the first half. That's almost impossible. Let me get into the nuts and bolts here. The Monday Rewind on WQAM is sponsored by Chevy. It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's time to see why Chevy is America's most dependable lineup of trucks. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Here's the good news. We are literally less than a month away from the Panthers raising the banner on their second Stanley Cup championship. So, we got like 3.5 weeks to mess around with this nonsense. And then we'll talk some Panthers hockey. I mean, they start, I think it's October 7th or 6th or 5th. Like we're less than a month
first
away.
Week.
So
yeah. First week. Also 44 days until the Miami Heat season opener, gentlemen. I'm just, I'm prepared here. Okay. Just letting you know, Norman Powell's going to look better than Tua Tagovailoa. I promise you that
we're
much.
We're going to look better than Tua Tagovailoa. I hope so. Terry Rozier looks better than Tua Tagovailoa.
Our star is Julian Hill. Come on, man. We need two. What are you doing?
Sports Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. You talk about being unprepared. So I'm watching Dan Orlovsky this morning on ESPN, and I screen grabbed his quote. Dan Orlovsky said, "There's no singular blame. To come out week one like that was shocking. They looked unmotivated, unprepared, and unaggressive."
Yeah.
That's, to me, a testament on the coach and this so-called new culture, which was all lip service. It was lip service.
Hawk, unprepared, X and O-wise, you saw it. You saw just turnovers, 41 yards or off. Like, you saw that side of it. To Dan Orlovsky's point, to seem as if, and I say seem, that you don't want to play a football game, that goes a lot deeper into the locker room and the coaching's, the coaches' offices. They didn't want to be out there. 25 points? That's crazy.
It felt to me as if they adopted my mindset, which was ignore last year, only consider what happened in 2023. Now, the difference is I'm not the head coach of the team. I'm not one of the players on the team. But that's been my mindset. Hey, you guys can all panic about what you saw last year. Hey, you guys can all panic about the exodus of great players or leaders that happened during the offseason. But I know this team is really good. Now, again, I'm just a guy on the radio saying that. But that was my attitude going into it. But I felt like that was their attitude after I watched that game. And that was nothing less than shocking to me. Because yeah. I said it a million times. Mike McDaniel, knowing that he's got to kind of reprove himself as an offensive mastermind, came out with that. Mm-hmm. Tua, knowing that there's some heat on this team and heat with him and the relationship with Tyreek, and we talked about how he's going to assert himself, for him to come out there and do that. I mean, he looked as bad as he's looked in his entire career here. And I don't know what to do with it. I would love to do some shtick, say that, I saw some positive things. Julian Hill's going to make up for Jonnu Smith's productivity. But I didn't see anything. I didn't. It was really like having the rug pulled out from under you. Like, didn't see anything that gave me any confidence in Mike McDaniel or Tua or this vaunted front seven or like nothing.
Our special positive teams. Can we clap it up for special teams? The Eskridge, pretty well done.
Nice return.
Yeah, all right. The Eskridge.
They missed MVP Jason Sanders' energy on the sidelines. Right. In my opinion, that probably cost 21 points.
Yeah. Our strengths were not strengths. Our weaknesses were taken advantage of. That's the definition of a bad team. I'll give you some. Get the bad one out the way so you can go and beat up on the Pets and the Bills and the Jets. Fine. The Jets scored 32 damn points with Justin Fields. We scored 8 on a 4th and 15. I'm worried, Hawk. No, I'm throwing up. I'm concerned about this roster and this team.
I know a lot of people had the take, and we discussed it on Friday. This feels like maybe not like a must win, but Tobin was calling it a gotta have it, right? Like, this one was important for all the reasons we explained. The narratives start to really percolate if you lose that game. But truthfully, the Colts hadn't won a home opener or hadn't won an opener since I think 2013. Like over 4,000 days, I heard Schefter say this morning on McAfee. And the emotional aspect of Ursay passing away, like there was just a lot of things going into that game where, hey, the Dolphins, I thought, were a good team. Good teams beat good teams, sometimes beat great teams, but oftentimes lose to mediocre to bad teams also. So losing to the Colts, in my opinion, wasn't going to be the end of the world. But looking that way, losing to the Colts, the coach wasn't prepared. The team wasn't prepared. The coach wasn't motivated. The team wasn't motivated. And your roster does not look like it can compete with Daniel Jones and the Colts. That's a huge issue.
Well, that's the most alarming thing, right? Daniel Jones looked like the best quarterback you've ever seen play NFL football.
Yep.
Prime Peyton Manning. I was watching prime Peyton Manning yesterday.
With legs. He was running in touchdowns as well as throwing. I want Daniel Jones. Let's trade straight up. 2 for Daniel. They were not prepared to play an NFL game. That's extremely concerning.
Couple things that I was wrong on for sure. Storm Duck and Jack Jones are not the next Sam and Pat. They may be the next Bartles and James.
You're telling me Storm isn't Sam Madison.
You literally would have had as an effective secondary duo out there if you had Hall and Oates. They're in their 70s. I mean, it was remarkable. By the way, Miami Football Reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. I will tell you, there is an unbelievable amount of talk about the Dolphins because of how bad they looked. Mm-hmm. Half the teams lost yesterday.
Yep.
That's how it works. Half the teams are going to win, half are going to lose. The conversation about the Dolphins has been happening all over national media because of just how bad they looked. Teams get beat. There's no shame in getting beat.
Ravens
there
lost.
There is shame in what happened yesterday in Indianapolis.
41-40. I watched the game last night. I know y'all did. The Bills and the Ravens. The Ravens lost. But they scored 40 points and they got beat with a last second field goal. Buccaneers beat the Falcons by three. Like, we watched a lot of football. No one gets beat by 25 points in the NFL. Mm-mm. That's why the word is unprepared. This team was not ready, and this no words minced. This is a coaching staff thing. This team was not prepared to play football yesterday.
Personnel. And I've been a career defender, and it's not just a coaching thing. This is a personnel problem as well, because 100%. As much as I wanted to believe in Storm Duck and Jack Jones, Storm Duck got exposed the first couple passes that went his way.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
But it's not just that. Like, we're always talking about, is it the chef in the kitchen who has the right groceries, or is it the person supplying the groceries? Guys, it's everything. It's everything. Because I tweeted this out yesterday. At the end of the first quarter, the tight end you signed to go out there and fill Jonnu Smith, your most productive player on the offense last season outside of Devon Achane, inactive for week one. The right guard you signed that was supposed to be the big signing for this offensive line to finally solidify it, along with a rookie you drafted who got torn up yesterday, was out within five plays, and Mike McDaniel just confirmed now he's going to be out a couple weeks at the very least. Out in five plays. And the cornerback that wasn't even number one option, but number two option, who was fifth on your depth chart last year in cornerbacks, who was your big answer, out before the end of the first half with an injury. And after getting torn up, by the way, for a score. Like, those were the answers to the biggest holes that the Dolphins had from Chris Greer. And one guy wasn't available. One guy coming off an Achilles tear played five snaps and left with an injury. Clearly, body can't hold up anymore. And the other guy who shouldn't even be out there, who probably wouldn't start for any other team in the NFL as the number one option in the secondary, got torn up and then out with an injury. And then you have no other options. That's a personnel problem. It's for sure a McDaniel problem, but it's both. They're both inept. Both.
There's I almost felt bad for Anthony Weaver. To your point, Solana, like, what can I call? Y'all can't play man coverage on these guys. And we're not talking about Ja'Marr Chase.
That's the thing. It was Daniel Jones and
Pittman and Downs. Like, who is this Downs? Like Downs Weaver. Is Randy Moss. What's going on?
Anthony Weaver. There's no way he can sleep for the next 10 nights if he watched that Buffalo game last night, because that's who's coming after New England. There's no way Anthony Weaver can sleep.
You can't double team everybody. And that's Solana.
I have a feeling if they were able to play 22 guys on defense and double team everyone, they'd still get beat.
They lost by 11, not 25.
I see people like, oh, the defense. And yeah, the defense did not look good at all yesterday. But first half, your quarterback is killing you. The Dolphins offense is supposed to, at the very least, win the field position battle, right? Like, if you can't score, you punt the ball. Put your defense in a good situation. Two consecutive drives to start the game after the Colts already score. Turnover. They're in plus territory already. Like, the offense killed the momentum of that entire game and put the defense in a terrible situation. Terrible.
Here's the good news, though. It's going to make it that much sweeter when they beat up on New England this Sunday. Put your money on the Dolphins laying the points Sunday. I am telling you, this is the way things work. This is how, tell your friends, Uncle Mark, he said, bet the farm on the Dolphins laying points.
Huh.
They're the favorites. Against New England,
how many
Sunday? Points? Boom! Take it to the bank. I think 2.5. Right?
What is
it?
Two. They're 2.5-point favorites.
Let me see.
Hawk, I can't ride with you on this one, big fella.
I've been on a heater. I had the over last night. I had the over last.
They last needed night. A 4th-and-13 to score a touchdown with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Now they're just going to run through the Patriots.
Hawk, what's the alternate line? Can we get the Dolphins minus 10 again?
Yeah, that didn't work out for me. It's Dolphins minus 2. Dolphins are 2-point favorites.
Got my winner.
No, it's too easy. I'm telling you. I know how these Dolphins teams bounce back with Mike McDaniel at the helm. I've seen this.
So he's going to adjust to the Colts. Game and then now they're gonna. Are we talking?
He wasn't ready. He was ready. His calendar was wrong. He didn't even know it was opening weekend. He got a faulty calendar. He's got to sue Apple.
He thought it was 4 preseason games. Still,
he thought it was 4 preseason games. His opener is this Sunday.
He was getting ready for New England.
Mike McDaniel plays in a 16-game season. I don't know what you boobs are talking about. Hey, let's do real quick headlines because Josh Appel is going to join us. He wants to celebrate his USF Bulls beating up your Gators at the Swamp.
My connection's getting bad. Can y'all hear me still?
The Gators paid USF $500,000 to come there and kick their asses.
Hey, fellas, I think I'll be back.
Headlines real quick, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
We'll get to some more NFL notes later on. Hurricanes dominate Bethune-Cookman 45-3, and USF, the Bulls, move up to number 18 in the AP poll. They go into the Swamp and they kick the Gators' ass.
Hey, let's be professional. Crowder, these are headlines. Ass. Let's just be professional during headlines. Let's just. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed on my couch just sitting there by myself. That's stupid.
Go Gator.
Let's be professional.
Go Gator.
UM is going to play USF Saturday at 4:30 p.m., by the way. That's a top 25 matchup now. No longer a trap game, Hawk. No longer a trap game.
No. That's a legit game. You're not looking ahead on that one. Also, the biggest sporting event ever on the CW, which is where it will air.
I'm betting Kane's heavy.
What's the line? 2 touchdowns or something?
It's big, yeah. I think it was 13.5 or 14.
Yeah, the Kane there. Florida's not built to win, but the Canes are going to wear USF out. I don't want to jinx y'all, but.
I mean, the same thing happened last
year. Dave Portnoy tweeted out today, if USF beats Miami, they should be number one in the nation without any question.
Yeah. No, I watched the Notre Dame game and I watched Florida USF. Miami's about to show them
what 17 and a half is the line. That's a lot of points, man.
That is a lot of points, but they're not ready for. Listen, Reuben Bain is going to go crazy.
Oh, the Shula Bowl is this Saturday.
USF.
Yeah.
FAU coming off a big, big performance. Give it up for the Willie Simmons.
I listened to it. I was driving up to Tampa on Saturday. I listened to FIU Penn State on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Credit to the Panthers. They covered. Didn't lose by 42.
They did cover.
Well done.
They did better than anyone expected, I think.
It was 7-0 with like 2 minutes to go in the first half. And then Penn State scored a little field goal, and then Drew Aller threw that stupid touchdown. But they covered, man. Well done. Willie Simmons era, baby. Off to a great start. 1-1.
Crowder, you can't laugh at anything collegiately. You cannot No comments, no laughter. Anything about college football, you cannot laugh or comment.
But USF had a little silly field goal late and a little stupid touchdown, and that's why we lost to them.
You were at the swamp.
Bro, listen, this Billy Napier, he might want to start packing. He needs some boxes. If anybody has boxes, send it to Billy Napier's house so he can start gathering his items.
No, because the AD came out and released a statement again, right, in support of Billy Napier. Or did I get fooled by last year's memo from the AD?
I thought that might have been last year's memo. I think that's what that was. Right. Yeah. Because there's
possible.
No way
I might have gotten fooled.
He would do the same thing after another law. Marge, hey, fire up that memo again.
Okay. So LSU, number 3. UM, number 5. Texas, number 7. Texas A&M, number 16. Our next 4 games are highly ranked teams. What I saw Saturday, that's going to get wore out versus those 4 teams. Telling you.
So much for Lagway being the best quarterback in Florida, too. That was a good take by you.
Yeah. I think he might have had some dirt in his eye.
I think he's behind kept Emory his face. Williams. I think he's behind our second string quarterback.
I think Williams was actually inside of his eye. He was sitting there. He couldn't see. That
I
was
saw
nasty.
Photoshop where they renamed them to Lagalale. Like Uyunglele.
That was funny.
Bears versus Vikings tonight in Monday Night Football, by the way. That's your final game of the Week 1 slate. And
then the regular season starts Sunday with Dolphins and Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium.
Stop texting, McDaniel.
I knew I'd find something before the show was over.
Stop
Mike
texting,
McDaniel got the calendar wrong.
Your weather, it's hot, it's humid. Who cares, man? The Dolphins stink. Doesn't matter. That's your weather.
Imagine Mike McDaniel's surprise when he showed up to that stadium and it was sold out. He's like, this is weird, man, for preseason game 4? Man, these Indianapolis fans are crazy about football.
That was the problem.
Please let that have been the problem. Please don't tell me it was actual non-preparedness, coaching, and personnel.
Huck, non-prepared. I'm Huck, heavy concern right now.
Do you know what you're supposed to do here?
No, I just sent y'all a question mark.
Tootsies, like we covered this from an hour before the show started till now, and how on earth – you want to talk about unprepared.
I mean,
so perfect. You're calling out that we literally have gotten you prepared for this very moment for the entire morning.
Y'all were talking about this on the thread?
Yes, the thread with you.
Need to print it.
What?
Anybody got anything else?
Right. Do you want us? Yeah. Do you want us to come back to you later? This is perfect. That couldn't have been more perfect.
Let me reload.
That could not. Solana, did we not say, hey, first segment coming out of the box?
Who comes out the gate like that? That's crazy.
Well, that's why
it is perfect.
We talked about it for an hour.
Crowder spends 25 minutes slamming McDaniel for not having his team prepared. 5 minutes slamming Billy Napier for not having his team prepared. The one thing he had to be prepared for, not prepared.
And then he's like, I got to print it.
I need to print it. I got to have it on paper.
Got to print it. What are we doing here?
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We're going to talk with Josh Appel here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you, best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh Appel, play-by-play broadcaster nationally for the NFL on Sports USA. And he'll be on the call this Sunday for the Carolina Panthers and Arizona Cardinals, along with Marvin Lewis. Mm. But before we talk about the NFL and your USF Bulls, I see you're proudly wearing a USF Bulls hat. What do you do with the Dolphins' loss yesterday? Because that's not a traditional NFL loss. That was something you don't often see. Maybe at the end of a season when teams are banged up and they're mathematically eliminated and they're trying things out. This is a very rare loss to see game one.
That was maybe one of the top like five most discouraging performances by a Dolphins team maybe in my life. You go an entire offseason talking about culture change. And everybody's bought in. And guys are, I've never seen this many guys stay after practice for 35 minutes like these guys were in this. And that's the performance that you come out with. There were times where I was watching and thinking to myself, like, what even is this? Like how is this the product? in week one. Like, how? And as you know, I have been a tremendous supporter of Tua Tagovailoa. I was in agreement with Hawk that I thought this team would be better than what national pundits thought about them.
Well, I think you may be misconstruing what I said.
You're in witness protection. I forgot. weird to be in witness protection, but also announce on Instagram where you're at and where you're staying. It's an interesting play by you.
Did I say people were sleeping on this Dolphins team? I don't recall that. Admittedly, I had done a lot of drugs leading up to the Dolphins season. Like,
I kept making the point. If Tua Tagovailoa plays, the Dolphins win. Because big picture in his career, that's been the case. And then I see yesterday's game, and then I see this from Barry Jackson today. Tua and Mike McDaniel are 6-9 in the last 15 games that Tua has been available, with 14 interceptions and 8 Tua fumbles. I saw some clips from 2023 this morning, and I compared that to what I saw to yesterday from Tua Tagovailoa, and it feels like two completely different players. And I don't know if this is like the concussions catching up to him, if his hip injury is regressive, and now, like, at this point in his career, it's catching up to him. He looks slow. He looks unathletic, and he's never been the most athletic guy. We know that, but not like this, where he looks like Joe Flacco doing pirouettes in the pocket, like Flacco was doing.
He did
hit
the rushing over, by the way. If you tailed me on the rushing over, he did hit that.
I saw somebody post some clips of the All-22. I'm not putting this on the offensive side. Like, this is 80% Tua Tagovailoa. Like, there were plays to be made that Tua has made consistently in the past with ease that he wasn't seeing and that he wasn't making. That throw on the sideline, Malik Washington, I think, caught it out of bounds. Jalen Waddle and Malik Washington were both there. There was one defender there. That's a throw from the opposite hash that Tua makes in his sleep. He took a sack deep in Indianapolis territory. Tyreek Hill, over the middle, wide open, bailed out of it, got sacked. The interception, okay, the first one, sails the receiver, tight window, happens. Seen him make that throw before, but happens. The second one, the guy's the biggest player on the field. How do you not see the guy?
You ain't see him standing there?
It felt like a completely different player. And if that's the version of Tua Tagovailoa the Dolphins are going to get, it's untenable. And they should move off of him if this is what they're going to get. And then after the game, it's so maddening to see how he talks after a performance like this. Omar Kelly says to him, you know, it just seems like there's instances of when things start to go bad, they snowball for you. Multiple turnovers seem to happen in bunches for you. Is that a mental thing? Are you pressing? Like, what's at play there? And Tua took exception to that. I believe Isaiah Smalls had this nugget. Three games last year, that's when Tua threw his 7 interceptions. Since 2020, Tua has 7 games with 3 or more interceptions. That is tied for the 2nd most in the league. And he took offense to that comment by Omar Kelly in the post-game press conference. And then he says, oh, we'll see who's going to be in the film room on the off day on Tuesday. It just feels so performative. It feels so arrogant. And, like, to me, this is not the same guy that after his first start against the Rams in an empty stadium went back out on the field in his full uniform and sat there and looked around and, like, took it all in. It's like a completely different and changed person, and for the worst. Like, I can't believe I'm at this point with this guy because I've defended him so much. But, like, if that's the version they're going to get, it's untenable. It just is.
Josh, what? Because this is the take, and I honestly agree with you. He didn't look very good, and his little personality is a little different too.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. The problems we knew were going to happen. Offensive line got sacked 3 times in the first half. Secondary, this Storm Duck and Jack Jones being Pat and Sam thing. I think Hawk's running away from that a little bit now.
But that's a good take. I think the jury's still out on that.
Admittedly, I never said which Sam and which Pat.
You said Sam Howell and Pat Riley?
Sam Howell and It's Pat from Saturday Night Live.
But John, I'm going to throw – so those were the two concerns. We never thought Tua would be a concern. I'm going to throw him in the bucket now. Out of those three, what is the biggest concern? Because we thought Tua, healthy, is going to be a top 15 quarterback. It didn't look like it on Sunday.
That's all the evidence we have, is that when he's healthy, until this recent stretch, that he's a top 15 guy. I think the biggest concern to me – and besides them still having operational problems where Mike McDaniel has to call a timeout or they're taking a delay of game, like, besides how maddening that is, Crowder, we've talked about this when we've done shows together, when I've come on with you guys in general, and I think Hawk alluded to this too in the first segment, that front seven, I mean, that was supposed to be like the thing you could rely on. We're getting pushed around. Chop Robinson did not lay a finger on Daniel Jones yesterday. Matthew Judon, who hasn't played special teams in like 30 years, is on special teams. And the time they actually do get a stop, he runs into the kicker. Willie Gay, who I thought was one of the best camps, every reporter who was on site at camp.
What happened there? The camps,
did not play a single defensive snap.
What happened?
I don't know.
There? Like, what? Isn't at some point, don't you go, hey, our defense is getting steamrolled? maybe we'll insert someone who kind of looked good.
Willie, where's Willie?
Willie.
They're trying to go on offense, and I'm watching them throw 10-yard ins to Alec Ingold. Like, what am I watching? What offense is this? You have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle and Devon Achane and Malik Washington. Like, there are guys, and I'm watching ins to Alec Ingold. Like, what was any of that? And you guys nailed it. Like, there's losing games. It happens. Like, you're going to lose games. But the manner in which you do, I mean, this, how is that an off-season's worth of preparation? Like, how is that the final product? Like, how are you telling me that everything's changed and everything's different? We've done all these things. It's the worst.
We'd have lost by 80 if we didn't buckle down this off-season. I'm telling you, that would have been a funny post-game press conference by Mike McDaniel and Tua. Hey, we'd have lost by 80. So you guys should be thankful that we really got rid of the cancers and buckled down.
I mean, hey, people are calling Mike McDaniel McDungeons and Dragons right now on social media. Like, how were we here? How is this happening?
Like, you said, you know, if this is the version of Tua, it's untenable and they have to move on from him. And then we heard from Hawk earlier that today, Monday, September 8th is the 1 year anniversary since the last time Tyreek Hill caught a pass or made a play for 30 yards or more. Okay. But is that like, is it on Tua? Because clearly everybody's a little frustrated with Tua today. Even the biggest Tua supporters, is it on McDaniel? Is it both? Like, but like, what's happened to this offense then, Appel? Is it just blame everywhere? Because I think people want to just put one person up on the pedestal to blame them, but I think it's just everywhere. It's everything. It's the composition of the team and how it's structured.
Oh, they failed in every facet yesterday. Like, every single actually, except for one. We were concerned about how they would be in third down and short and fourth down and short. Ollie Gordon yesterday plowed ahead, got a third down and one.
What?
Boom. There's improvement.
Fourth down and long, Devon Achane plowed ahead. Was not going down, man.
I heard you in the first segment. Are you kidding me with that on fourth and goal from the 11? A swing pass? Like, what am I watching?
Fourth and 11. You're down 33 points.
How do you
pass out to the flat? For losing, what?
How do you compensate for losing Jonnu Smith? Big target in the end zone. Easy. Don't throw it near the end zone.
And then to make matters worse, I was fine with the Jalen Ramsey trade at the time, so I'm not trying to do revisionist history here, but he makes the winning play at the end of the Steeler game. Jonnu Smith has a Hunter, by God, Long is catching touchdowns in the NFL yesterday. Like,
Noah Fant scored a touchdown yesterday too, who the Dolphins brought in and decided not to sign him and got Darren Waller instead. And the guy that they chose in Kenneth Grant, and it, you know, whatever, Kenneth Grant didn't really do anything, but it doesn't matter. The defense was trash. The guy they chose, the Colts chose right after him, the tight end yesterday, first possession for the Colts, Daniel Jones, and I'm forgetting his name. Literally, look,
Ty Warren. That boy can play ball, man.
It looked like Brady to Gronkowski. It looked like Brady to Gronkowski.
Covering a tight end out there again.
What?
He ran a running play for him. That guy was everywhere.
Man is can play ball, bro.
Mike McDaniel actually answered your question today just a moment ago, and he basically said, well, we had opportunities yesterday, and there were other guys who weren't doing their jobs. Bradley Chubb alluded to that as well. Again, how is that possible? You just got out of training camp. You just got out of 3 preseason games. You made a whole big deal about going to 10 days on the road, and you go out there, and none of you look like you want to play with each other.
It was really remarkable. All right, Josh Appel, he's going to be on the call for Sports USA this Sunday, Carolina and Arizona. We've got more. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.